News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, look, people paying attention to the news yesterday will have heard of what happened down at the family court. Judge Susan Ryan of the Circuit Court, she was presiding over a list of 38 family law cases down in Phoenix House at Smithfield. At about 11:30, a middle-aged man entered the court during a case involving his ex-wife. He reached into a bag, he took out what appeared to be a handgun, we now know to be a replica gun, and he also opened his coat to reveal that he had a device hanging around his neck. He demanded that everyone in the court leave except his ex-wife and her solicitor, but Judge Ryan stayed where she was and played a huge part in helping to defuse the entire situation. Joining us now on the line is Deirdre Burke, a family law solicitor and mediator who knows Judge Ryan well. Deirdre, I might just ask before we talk about Susan Ryan, I'm sure you and your colleagues would have been following this very closely yesterday. When did you hear about it and what did you hear?
Okay, well, from my perspective, I wasn't in Phoenix House yesterday. And the first I heard of it was on the news alert that came through on my phone, and I immediately texted a number of my colleagues who I know were in there yesterday to find out, first of all, that everybody was safe and that everything was had calmed down. And in fairness, people reassured me fairly quickly that things had been handled very well and that things were calm again. So that for me, as a practitioner who's in there on a daily basis, not being there yesterday, my first thoughts went to all my colleagues who were there and to all the countless clients and members of the public who were there trying to have their situations resolved before Christmas. Because once I knew everybody was safe, my next thought was all those people whose cases couldn't be heard yesterday or perhaps didn't get their cases heard yesterday as a result of this, who now won't have their Christmas situations resolved, because it's an extremely difficult time in the area of family law.
When you heard as well some of the details as they emerged through the day, including the fact that Judge Ryan didn't leave the court and stayed and by all accounts played a really central role in calming everything down, were you surprised? As I mentioned, you would have been before Judge Ryan before. Is this exactly the type of character she is?
I wasn't surprised to hear that at all, because in me appearing before her and having ran many cases before her, I would say that she possesses the qualities which are really required and exemplified in family law judges, and that is that she's calm, she's measured, she's very astute at reading situations, and I don't think on any occasion that I've been before her have I ever seen her lose her temper or even move into kind of a short-tempered situation where I've seen her like that. She always handles things in an extremely calm way, and one of the things that I think is important as well is she always makes people feel listened to. She listens carefully to people, and I think that is an absolute quality that is needed, particularly in family law, because part of the conflict emerges from people when they don't think they're being heard and they don't think that their opinion is being taken on board. So I think Judge Ryan, perhaps of all the family law judges that I know, would be so very well equipped to deal with a situation like this yesterday. And I think, so one of the things that I think is important to note is that this happened at the callover stage of the court hearing. And I think it really illustrated her understanding of that timing and her sense of duty and responsibility in staying there. Because at the callover stage, you mentioned she had 38 cases. Mm. At the callover stage of the court list, what happens is that all the practitioners and many of the clients who are involved in those 38 cases come into the courtroom together. So it's not just one case being heard with a small number of people. Potentially, you would have dozens of people in the courtroom.
Yeah.
And if I'm walking into the courtroom for the callover, the first eye contact or the first person I will see in Judge Ryan's courtroom is Judge Ryan sitting to my left. And she would have been in a perfect position for to control the movement of people in and out of the courtroom. And as I understand it, that's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
By just calmly saying, I don't need you right now. Can you come back again?
I don't want to speculate about what might have been going on, what issues this man might have had. But in a general sense, would you be nervous going back after Christmas, back down to the family courts about the security?
Well, I think the security issue in the family courts is something that has badly needed to be addressed for a long time. If you look at the four courts and you look at the criminal court complex, there is security screening for all members of the public going in. Bags have to be put through scanners. That doesn't happen in the family law courts in Dublin. It doesn't happen in any of the courtrooms outside of Dublin. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed. So the one thing is the scanning and the security of what people are bringing in. The second thing is the Garda presence. And it had already been acknowledged that Smithfield and Dolphin House require greater Garda presences. That just hadn't been put in place in time enough for yesterday. So for me, it's my day-to-day, Ciarán. I won't be more nervous going back. As a practitioner, I go in. I'm fully aware of the conflict situation.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware of what to expect. So I won't be more nervous, but I will be looking around me and asking now, has that security been put in place, given the threat of incidents that
All
have
right.
happened over recent years?
All right, look, on that note, Deirdre Burke, family law solicitor and mediator. Deirdre, thanks a million for speaking to us.